السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutation upon our noble master Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners, we over the past few weeks have been discussing the articles of Iman in detail. So when we talk about the articles of Iman, we may have learned in the madrasa Iman-e-Mujmal and Iman-e-Mufassal. So Iman-e-Mujmal is Iman, or the articles of Iman in brief, that is Amantu Billahi Kama Huwa Bi Asma'ihi Wa Sifatihi Wa Qabiltu Jami'a Ahkami, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go together with all His qualities and attributes, and we accept every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been brought to us without any form of adulteration, and those that have been proven beyond doubt via Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we accept it wholeheartedly and unreservedly. Thereafter, we discuss some of the aspects of the articles of Iman in detail, or what we refer to as Iman al-Mufassal. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. And we bring iman on Allah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on all His angels and all His anbiya and all His messengers, all His divine books, and the final day. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. And that fate, taqdeer as we refer to it, is from Allah. And وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ, resurrection after death. So we have discussed now and broken down this particular kalima, iman in mufassal, iman in detail. We've broken them down and explained what it is to believe in Almighty Allah, in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically, and then all the other Anbiya alayhimus salam, all the other angels and His divine books. And we explained it that we have to look at it in the form of links in a chain. Why? Because all of these are important to believe in, as they are links in a chain connecting the Creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His creation. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, is in the heavens. But the angels bring down the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contained in His divine books to His vicegerents and khalifas on earth, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and they then convey this message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. So these are all important links in a chain connecting the Creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His creation, you and I. And if a person does believe in any one of these links, then his iman is incomplete, because without these links, there is a breakdown in the transmission from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creation. And that is why it is absolutely imperative for our iman and our belief that we believe in all of these different links in the chain connecting Allah ta'ala with His creation. Then we have وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, what we call the final day. Now, why is it important to believe in the final day? The wisdom behind the belief in the final day, obviously, is the fact that it is true, first of all, that there will be a day of Qiyamah. There will be a day of resurrection. There will be a time when we will have to stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for our deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Now, for those who are atheists, they don't believe in the final day. They don't believe in life after death. So this was also a concern, or it was a query, a question that the kuffar would pose to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala makes mention of this in the Quran Karim time and time again. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They would ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that are you saying that when we die, and we become sand and bone, that we will be resurrected once again. أَوَعَبَاءُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ Like it is mentioned in Surah Waqi'ah, they ask that us and our forefathers as well, all will be raised. And Allah Ta'ala then instructs Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ That say to them, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لَمَجْمُوعُونَ That every single person from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the last person that walks on this earth, every single one of them will stand before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will have to answer for their deeds. There will be a reckoning, and the fact that there is a reckoning, it makes a person more accountable in this world for his actions. So a person thinks now, a Muslim must always have in his mind that yes, I can hide from this one, I can hide from that one, but can I hide from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Allah ta'ala is sami'un basir. Allah ta'ala is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. And Allah ta'ala will bring these things forward on the day of Qiyamah. We will have to answer for our deeds on that day. So the belief in the hereafter, or the wisdom in the belief in the hereafter, or specifically the day of Qiyamah, is that a person is now conscious of all of his actions, that a person now thinks that we do not do anything and everything that we desire, that we do not fulfill our desires in everything, a single way, that our desires call us towards haram and we obey them because we feel that what happens in this world stays in this world, and I must enjoy myself because I only love once. You hear people saying this, that you only love one life, so enjoy your life. This is not the philosophy of a Muslim, because we know that real life is the life of the Akhirah. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-Akhirah, that there isn't any enjoyment except the enjoyment in the life of the hereafter. This is just a temporary abode for ourselves and a place for us to prepare and to do those actions which will enable us to reap the benefits and enjoyments of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina anbiya wa mursaleen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.